Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Today's episode contains a message that God originally gave me over a month ago. Now, it's only been recently that I've had full disclosure of what the Lord wanted me to share with the world. As the title says, the Lord said specifically that a new leadership has emerged. If you look around the world today, people are frustrated. And if you ask yourself why, there's only one answer, and that is, it's the leadership. And this follows from the word of God that says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And that's Proverbs 29:2. And that's why we're seeing depression and oppression and mourning and suffering around the world. It's because of the leaders who are taking us in a direction that it is against God. There's mourning and suffering, and it seems that the world leaders are inept at helping the very people they have sworn to take care of. And it would seem also that these leaders are in many ways the cause of the people's sufferings, and that is what God is showing. The people are suffering because of the leadership or lack thereof, and it's leadership that isn't from God, it is from the wicked one and the evil one. We're not just talking about government and business leadership. The same can be seen in the church as well. Religion is sternly against people who are suffering. In fact, some religious leaders, even some do it ignorantly, they seem to enjoy when people suffer and mourn, as if this suffering will bring them closer to Jesus. No. The Bible tells us that Jesus suffered on that cross for us. He bore our griefs and our sorrows according to Isaiah 53:3-4. God sent Jesus to ease our suffering in this world. But when Jesus left the earth, he said he didn't leave us alone. He said, I've sent to you another comforter. That comforter comes in the form of the Holy Spirit. For people to be comforted in these last days, we're going to have leaders who are full of the Holy Spirit. These are people who have been anointed by God with the Holy Ghost and power, who are able to go about doing good. I stress doing good and healing those who are oppressed by the devil. But if you look around the world, as I say, even in the United States, it's very heavy. So much oppression, so much depression right now. And the people are praying. They're earnestly praying from their hearts. And if I say that's any good thing that came out of all this suffering is the fact that people are turning to God. And we pray that even more people pray rather than speaking evil against leaders, that they pray and God will raise up people who can be comforters and deliverers. And that's exactly what we see in this day. It reminds me of the time in the Bible where it talks about how the people were enslaved in Egypt and God heard their cries. By reason of their suffering, God's heart was touched and he remembered his covenant and he sent in Moses. And that's exactly where we are in the world right now. God is hearing the suffering of his people and he's remembering his covenant with us. And he's sending up leaders who can handle the crises in the world, who can handle the suffering of the world and bring comfort to the people. And that's where we are right now. There are people that God is raising up. I want to stress that. And there are people out there who are listening right now that you know you're one of them. Today's message is also for you. It's a message, I should say, of hope for people who are suffering, but also a message of encouragement for those who are called to alleviate that suffering in the power of God's Spirit. For people who are called as comforters and deliverers in this time, you have to be mindful of why God has called you, and you must remain strictly obedient to God's orders, and my next story explains why. This story is from the Bible, and the Lord began talking to me about this over a month ago, and this is a story that I didn't like in the Bible, one of the few stories that bothered me deeply, but it's a story about a young prophet and an older prophet. The story can be found in 1 Kings chapter 13. Now, some of you may know this story. It's about a young prophet whom God sends to a rebellious king. Now, this king didn't like the words that the prophet spoke. And when the king turned to strike the prophet, his hand was withered. And he asked for the prophet to pray to God to restore his hand. Now, this young prophet did indeed do that. And God restored the king's hand. When God restored the king, he wanted to thank the prophet by inviting him to eat and drink with him. But the young prophet was warned by God, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. In other words, this prophet, young prophet, was given instructions to go to this king, deliver the message, and leave. Don't visit with anybody. Don't stop and eat and drink with anybody. And don't go out the same way you came. And that was the instructions that God gave to the young prophet. So the young prophet heads out of that city another way than how he came in, according to the instructions of the Lord. Now there was an older prophet in Bethel who heard about what happened with the king and the young prophet. The old prophet got on his donkey to meet with the young prophet, to invite him to eat and drink with him. The young prophet tells the older prophet what the Lord instructed him. But the old prophet took liberty to usurp the authority over the young prophet, saying, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat and drink water. But the scripture says, he lied to the young prophet. Let me stop here. There are many people in leadership, and I know for sure in the United States, over our government, in our White House, in our judicial system, in our churches. These are people who have lied to the people. And God has spoken it very clearly. There is a spirit of deception out there. These people are pretending to know and speak truth. They're pretending to sound like that they are spiritual and that they're godly, but they're not. Their whole purpose is to deceive and mislead you so that you miss God and follow after them. And this is a message that's very strong in these days, because Jesus said in the end times there would be deceptions. He said there'd be false prophets. And many people thought the false prophets would be in the church. But if you've been following my broadcast for any time now, you've heard me say that God said specifically that the media, the news media in America, is the voice of this false prophet. And where's the news media getting their information? They're getting it from government sources and leaders. So we have a spirit of deception going on. Now, there are many leaders who will also try to usurp less experienced leaders by the right of tenure. And we're going to see a lot of that come up in these last days, where God is raising up people who have hearts like David. They have hearts to obey God. They have a heart for the people. And God will raise up his leaders and put them in places where they can be influential. And they may not have the experience that some would think that they should have. And there will be people who've been working on a job for 30 years, 40, 50 years, trying to get someplace. And then God usurps it with somebody that he just finds that has a heart for him, that's been praying for the last 30 years and singing praises to God. And that's what happened with David. He was out in the field tending his father's sheep, singing praises to God, when God said, I need to remove a king. I'm replacing him with a shepherd boy. What would happen in many cases, there would be a war between the younger and the older. And the older, more experienced person would fight the least experienced person, because it's a matter of position. People want to state their position and they want to express their authority, a position. But to know for sure that a lot of people in leadership today are lying, and some of them don't even know that there are lying spirits working through them. You have to understand this. A while back, God gave me a strong word that the works of man has ended, meaning human beings are no longer in control of what's going on. God himself is moving this whole system, the world system, out of place. He's removing it, destroying it. So what's happening is his spirit is becoming more prevalent in the lives of the people. So what you're getting in the world is a pushback. So you have evil leaders raising up themselves in different political positions. Why? They don't want the change to come forth. They want to keep their power and control over the minds and hearts of people. But God will not have it. So a lot of these people have yielded themselves to spiritual forces of darkness. They're literally being directed by demons and lying spirits that are moving them. And some of them may think they're speaking truth. But it's not truth. It's a lying spirit. It's a devil spirit. And if you can recall, there's a story in the Bible about King Ahab. Remember, King Ahab and his wife Jezebel were evil rulers. And God spoke a word by Elijah that God would cut off the house of Ahab, meaning his rulership would be cut off. And there was a time where Ahab wanted to go to war up against the enemy, and he took King Jehoshaphat, who was his, I guess, in-law. He wanted King Jehoshaphat to go with him. And King Jehoshaphat would not go without talking to a prophet. And what did King Ahab do? He said, well, there's only one prophet, but I don't trust him because he never speaks good about me. So King Jehoshaphat asked for him to come anyway. Well, the way the scripture shows, there is a council going on in heaven. While all this is going on the earth, the Lord says, okay, I need somebody who will go down and who's going to help him deceive Ahab. And a spirit decided, I'll go. It was a spirit that was a lying spirit. So the lying spirit went down into the prophet that Ahab was going to listen to, and told Ahab, oh, go ahead, you can beat this enemy. Just go up to fight with this enemy. In the meantime, Ahab tells Jehoshaphat, well, you know, I'm going to wear military armor, but you put on your kingly robe so you'll stand out. He was telling Jehoshaphat, you wear your kingly robes, because he wanted Jehoshaphat to be killed in his stead. Now, God had already prophesied that Ahab was going to be killed. He was disguising himself and lying to Jehoshaphat to get Jehoshaphat killed. But as it ended up happening, a random arrow went in between the armor of King Ahab, and Ahab died. He died with that wound. God knew the heart of Ahab to deceive, and he knew that the only reason he was deceiving was to get away from the word of God from coming to pass. But God cannot be stopped. Ooh, I hear this in my spirit. Whatever God has spoken shall be. He has not changed his mind about America. He has not changed his mind about his people. He has not changed his mind about his destiny for each of us. Whatever God says, it will come to pass. No matter what kind of deception that the enemy may throw up through government leaders, through business leaders, through church leaders, if God has to send a random arrow to take them out, he will do it just so that his word will come to pass. Because he's spoken some words and they have to come to pass before Jesus comes. And they have to come. Oh, my goodness. I'm hearing this. They have to come to pass now. I'm hearing the Lord say in this season. So expect God to make a move up on leadership. He's setting some up and pulling some down. And some of them are coming down by their own deaths. And I hear it so clearly in my spirit. I have to understand, God is changing leadership. He has to. For Jesus to return, for the harvest to come in, for God's will to be done, it will not be done with evil at the helm. He will not allow the rule of evil over his people, because it would cause his people to turn against him. So what is happening in this hour, he's breaking up leadership. And it's interesting because many of these new leaders are speaking something no one else has heard before. And it's interesting because even if you listen to political or religious rhetoric, it's the same as it's been for the last 50 years. They're saying the same things people have always said, but yet times have moved. People have moved. The spirit has moved. And they have not moved enough to see where we're going. So the whole idea is we can't look at the past and move into the future. Leadership has to change. It has to change. And I even had a moment the other day. I had someone I knew had passed. A person had lived a very powerful life, social life, political life. And the person was almost 100 years old. And as I was reading the person's obituary and all the great things this person did, and I said, Lord, this person did everything they wanted to do. And the Lord stopped me. He said, He said, He says, don't measure your future by what has been past, because the past is over. The past is gone. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when I get through this story, because there's some things God is doing in the future, just like he did when Joshua took over. There's a new thing happening and God had to change leadership. And we'll talk about that as well. But I just wanted to say that this is why God is doing it. And so we have a lot of older people who are thinking they know because of the fact that they've been here longer. But what they don't understand is their egos have blinded them to preventing them to see the truth. So a lying spirit easily comes into them because they're determined to see what they want to see. And God will let them see what they want to see, let them hear what they want to hear to their own detriment. And that's how a lot of these people are going to end their lives. But once the anointing leaves that leader, we saw this with King Saul, he is no longer in contact with God. Another spirit is operating in him. And that's why you'll see people who have the gifts of the spirit. You'll see this in the church sometime. But when that person sins and they're living in sin, the gift doesn't stop. The gift continues. But now it's being operated from another standpoint. It's from their flesh that's operating. And that's where the enemy gets in and can take him out. We have to understand this happened to King Saul in the Bible when he became jealous of David and decided that he wasn't going to leave his position no matter who God appointed. The spirit of God left Saul and an evil spirit was left in him. And so just understand that's what's happening to a lot of these leaders who were refusing to heed God and refusing to move as God says move. Now, going back to our story, the young prophet turned to eat and drink with the old prophet. It was then that the old prophet got a true word from the Lord for the young prophet. I'm going to read this word. For as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread, drink no water, thy carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of your fathers. And when the young prophet headed home, he was killed by a lion. And that story used to bother me for many years because I didn't understand why the young prophet was punished for giving deference to an older prophet. Because I was brought up, you always have to give respect to the elders. But it reminds me of a verse that I heard in the book of Job, and I don't have it in front of me right now, where Job's friends are discussing certain things and talking about all things and why God did this to Job. And one young man did not speak, and then he spoke up and said, you know what? I'm paraphrasing what he said. I always thought it was because people were older that they had more wisdom. But he said, but I'm finding out now it's not the age. It's the spirit that operates in a man that causes them to be wiser as they age. And that's the one thing that we need to take heed of. Just because someone has been in a position older, has been on earth older, does not make them wiser than you are. Because a lot of these people are living in the past. They can't hear God today. They don't know where God is going today. And therefore, they cannot lead, nor can they take authority over something that they have not heard or seen. So this is what bothered me about this story. This young man gave preference to the older prophet. And the Lord took me back to the story and showed me the assignment of the young prophet. Now, hear this for you people who are being raised as comforters and deliverers. His assignment was very vital to survival of a nation and to the deliverance of a king. Because when King Jeroboam heard about what happened to the young prophet, he went back to his evil ways. He went back doing this evil altars. The disobedience of this prophet caused the king to return to sin. And the house of Jeroboam, just like it was with Ahab, was cut off and destroyed from the face of the earth. Because the prophet did not obey God to the fullest. Now, we cannot let the elders of the land turn us against what God has commanded to do in this hour. So many lives are hanging in a balance. How can the masses obey if we don't? We need to stop giving honor to people just because they've been a long time on the earth. We have to see what is the spirit of God that's operating in them. We honor the God in them. And those who aren't following God, their time has passed. Like God told Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. The message was clear at that point. Joshua had to step up. Don't look at Moses. Don't think about Moses. But one thing God said, I'll be with you as I was with Moses. But he had to stand courageously on the word of God for himself and move forward to lead those people into their inheritance. And that's where we are today. So young leaders, inexperienced leaders, don't be offended by what elders will say or do. Don't let them sway you from God. I recall also a letter Paul wrote to Timothy saying, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. This is a message for all of us. When you're called by God, that means you have to be the example. Be more than an example. Don't let your inexperience be the thing that causes your downfall. You need to be the example because of what you have to do in this hour. Like David, you have to take down a Goliath. And people will try to put Saul's armor on you, but don't worry about that. God has trained you in how to do it. Shake off their armor and put on whatever God has showed you to do. You think about it. Joshua could not take down with Moses' disposition. Moses let the people get to him. He got angry with the people and didn't do what God told him to do. We cannot lead the body of Christ to their promised land without a greater determination to walk circumspect before the Lord, regardless of who we're around, regardless of the elders. We have to be more dedicated to the truth and to God's kingdom ways than religion and being politically correct. If the Lord is God, we need to serve him alone. It's like the Lord told me again, the works of men have ended. God is raising up leaders like David and like Joshua who know what time it is. And as Daniel said, these are people who know their God and will do exploits. That is what the world needs. That is what God is determining to come forth through his people. We are the light that is necessary to bring the world and its people out of gross darkness. Will you be among the new leadership that is emerging? Will you be the one that God uses? This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.